Welcome to the Goal Getter podcast. My name is Anna Wallace. I'm a registered associate nutritionist, life and success coach, and NLP practitioner. I am the founder of the Weight Loss Academy, which revolutionizes how women lose weight around the world. I run a six-figure online coaching business, and I'm obsessed with helping you improve your overall life while going after what you want. In my eyes, life is for living, and if we can get past our limitations that hold us back, we become powerful and live a life truly better than ever expected. If you're looking to massively upgrade your life, your health, physical and mental, improve your relationship with food, and lose weight without diets, this podcast is for you. My goal in this podcast is to help you see what's holding you back from becoming the greatest version of you, so that you can live this life with more purpose, fulfillment, happiness, confidence, and health. Think of this podcast as your place to come for little pieces of life advice that will help you on your path to living the life you desire. You will find tools, resources, strategies, and advice in solo episodes and interviews from experts on a range of topics. I am so excited to share this with you. So thank you for hitting play today and let's dive in. Hi everyone and welcome to episode 10 of the Goal Getter podcast. In today's episode, we're going to talk about four ways to strengthen your willpower. Okay, so willpower is like the magic word. I hear it all the time from clients. People are blaming willpower, their willpower for not getting to their goals. They're blaming willpower for not feeling motivated. They're wondering why they have no willpower. They're wondering where they can get willpower. It's like, yeah, how does this even work, right? So the truth is actually some people do have stronger willpower than others. However, every single person on this planet can improve their willpower and strengthen it, okay? So it doesn't matter where you fall, you can absolutely improve your willpower, okay? And the first tip that I want to share with you today is actually all about glucose. So what you want to do is you want to ensure that your brain is getting a steady supply of glucose. And when I say glucose, what do I actually mean? I mean healthy food. So this ensures that this means that you're actually eating regularly. And when you're eating regularly, it means that you're eating the right kind of foods and healthy portions. So for most women that have a struggle with food and a struggle with their weight, having long gaps between their meals really doesn't work for them. Okay, so we know like there's a lot of stuff about intermittent fasting and stuff like that. And, there's a lot of different research out there. However, if you have like disordered eating and you're a yo-yo dieter, having big long gaps between your meals doesn't do you any favors. And you will benefit more from eating regularly. Okay, so not having these big long gaps between your meals. So when you have steady blood sugar levels throughout the day, you actually have stronger willpower. So you're actually going to find it easier to say no to unhealthy foods, to sugary foods, to biscuits, when your body is actually satisfied. Okay, low blood sugar levels make everything harder to resist. So when we're talking about like willpower, the ability to say no, cravings, all these kind of things, right? I look at it like this. Cravings, right? Emotional eating, whatever you want to call it, sugar habits. There's two driving forces here. There's going to be like a physical driving force and there's going to be a psychological driving force. The psychological driving force is coming from your emotions. You're eating out of habit. It's your part of your behavior. Okay. And then you have physical. So it's actually a physical response coming from your body, right? And that and this whole glucose situation is would be something that is physical. Okay. So what I mean by that is when you have longer gaps between your meals, your blood sugar levels drop. And for some people, most women that have struggles with their weight and their relationship with food, then if they're in a situation where they're hungry and they've had big long gaps between their meals, they're not going to be able, you're not going to be able to say no to food. So if somebody puts down a plate of fried food in front of you, you are going to be salivating all over it, because it's a natural response from your body, because your blood sugar levels are low. You know what it's like when your blood sugar levels are low? It's like you want to just stuff a Mars bar in your face. It's a very, very natural response. It's not that you don't have willpower. It's that your body is, your blood sugar levels are low and your body is actually hungry. And so it's, you know, and that is making an impact on your willpower. That is you having, that is you struggling with your willpower in that moment, even though you think it's, you know, you're wondering why you just can't say no to food. You can't say no to food because your body is actually hungry, or maybe you have not consumed enough food throughout the day. And this is also a big problem for women who are on the diets, all the crazy diets out there, like that are eating like really low calories per day, like 1,200 calories per day. Like for a lot of people, that is such a low amount of food. And when we're not consuming enough food, then our willpower is also decreased. And when we're not eating nourishing foods, our willpower is also decreased. So when clients come into the academy, this is something that literally blows their mind, first of all, because they could be, you know, going through their day and they're eating a lot of sugary food and a lot of unhealthy foods. And that in itself, like, because when you're eating lots of sugary foods, you want more sugary foods. You're stuck in a vicious cycle because you have that high, your blood sugar levels are going up and they're crashing back down. So then you, when they crash back down, you want more sugar. And in that moment, you've got no willpower, right? So that's why you're struggling with your willpower, because you're eating so much sugar, you're in a vicious cycle, and your body is craving and crying out for it. And therefore, your willpower is non-existent. So when women come into the academy and they switch their diet up completely, right? They're eating three meals per day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. They're having snacks in between. Their meals are nourishing. They're balanced, healthy fats, proteins, complex carbohydrates, right? Everything that's going to ensure that the glucose levels are stable. And that in itself means that you're going to feel satisfied. You're going to feel satisfied from the food that you're eating, and you're not going to have these crazy roller coaster blood sugar levels that decrease your willpower. So when we feel satisfied and when we've got steady blood sugar levels, we have higher willpower. We have the ability to say no to unhealthy food. Hey, who would have actually thought that? And it works time and time again. So if you're somebody right now that is struggling with eating sugar, when you switch up your diet, that is like, you'll notice a huge difference. And then the only thing that you have to tackle is the sugar, the habit that you would maybe have for with eating sugar. So the more the psychological response. And for some people, they don't even really need to work on that, because what was really driving their horrendous sugar cravings and the inability to say no, so not having strong willpower, is because of the food that they were eating throughout the day, high sugar, and it causes their blood sugar levels to increase and decrease, and then you have these crashes. Okay, so that is my first tip that I want to share with you today. It's all about stabilizing your blood sugar levels. Okay, the second tip that I want to share with you is all about procrastination. Okay, so people that procrastinate have less self-regulation. And what I mean by that is they have got less ability in controlling their own behaviors and actions. So if you find yourself procrastinating, focus on the outcome instead of the task at hand, right? And let me use working out as an example. So say, for example, and I can use this as a real example. Say for example, I don't want to work out, and I start procrastinating, right? However, if I create an image in my mind of me once I finish my workout, how I'm going to feel, I'm smiling, I see myself in my mind, I'm feeling strong, I'm sweaty, I feel empowered, I feel strong, and I feel, I'm like, I'm focusing on that feeling afterwards, And I'm like, bam, like that's what I'm going after. And then that encourages me to actually take action. So that strengthens my willpower to actually take action and do the thing that I know I want to do instead of procrastinating. And exercise is something that I procrastinate a lot with. And I always have to remind myself of this. Exercise is not something that I naturally like. I love it and I love how it makes me feel. But sometimes I'm, you know, trying to fit in everything else but apart from exercise, essentially. But I know I still make a commitment to actually do it. So what I really encourage you to do is when you're setting yourself these like goals or action steps, and if exercise is one of them, don't focus on the exercise itself. So you doing the task, because when you're focusing on that, you're going to procrastinate and you're going to be like, oh, maybe I could do this, or maybe that is more important, or maybe I'll do the washing, or maybe I'll do this thing for work, or maybe I'll do that. And then the procrastination continues because you're just thinking of doing the actual workout. But what you want to do is you actually want to focus on the after effect, that good feeling. You know, you in your clothes that you want to wear, you at your goal weight, feeling empowered, feeling strong, feeling proud, feeling healthy, feeling in control. So it's, you can also use it for, you know, making a healthy choice instead of an unhealthy choice. Because look at it like this: when you make an unhealthy choice, you may not feel as good after it, which is okay. You know, but if you're doing it like often, of course, like it's going to have an impact on your mood. But if it's a healthy choice and you make the healthy choice, then after it, you're going to feel in control. You're going to feel proud that you made the healthy choice. You're going to, what's some other things? You're going to feel, did I say in control? I think I did. But you're going to feel vital. You're going to feel healthy. You're going to feel satisfied. You're going to feel full. You're going to feel content. You're going to feel all these positive benefits from choosing the healthy food, right? So if you find yourself procrastinating, and procrastination is going to impact your willpower, because, you know, what you're going to do is you're going to be dawdling about doing a little bit of this and doing a little bit of that and doing everything else, but doing the one thing that you actually want to do, the one thing that's going to make you feel better. Think about the actual outcome after. How are you going to feel after? Because that is what you want. You want the feeling after, right? You're not so much about the actual process itself all the time, essentially. Okay, so that works wonders for improving your willpower. Now, the next tip that I'm going to share for you is all about people pleasing. And you might think to yourself, what does people pleasing have to do with willpower, right? So being a people pleaser actually depletes your willpower. And studies have shown this, right? So for example, if you walk around all day and if you are agreeing to things that you don't want to do, and if you are saying yes to things when you want to say no, you're actually decreasing your own willpower. So your willpower is depleted when you are not being your true, authentic self. So what's really, really important is you try to be honest and say what you mean. So look at it like this. If you're the type of person that's, you know, you're just going through life and everybody puts everything on top of you and you allow it. Can you do this? Yeah, sure. Can you do that? Sure, absolutely. And instead of just being honest and saying, I don't want to do this, or I've got enough on my plate, you reluctantly say yes. But that impacts your overall mood. And then when you are sitting at home in the evening, you are so frustrated that you are allowing everybody to pile all these things on top of you that you have no willpower left by the end of the day. You have no strength left by the end of the day. So eating becomes easy. You're so fed up that you're even turning to food. So your willpower is essentially non-existent because you're so, you've decreased it throughout the day by allowing other people to ask for help. And even in no matter what the circumstance, but you're always saying yes, agreeing to things that are putting pressure on you. And then by the end of the day, your tank is so low because you're exhausted. And it's mental exhaustion. Could also be physical, but it's that like mental exhaustion from looking after everybody else apart from yourself. And if you're that type of person, your willpower is going to be on the floor. So what I want you to try and do is be honest with people and say what you mean. And what you're going to find is you're going to have more space in your own mind for yourself. You're not going to feel so, what's the word I'm looking for? So busy with everybody else's stuff, saying yes to things that you don't want to do. And then you're going to be going through your day just actually feeling stronger and more in control. And then when certain situations come with food, you're going to be able to tackle them yourself, right? Because you don't feel so exhausted. You don't feel so mentally exhausted. You're able to say, I don't feel like this. I'm not hungry. I don't need this, okay? So be mindful of people pleasing. It's funny how these different things impact the food choices that we make, right? A lot of it is very, very psychologically driven. And the last tip that I want to share with you today is a little suggestion that you can say to yourself, which is not right now, okay? So instead of looking at a food and saying that you're not allowed it or that it's bad, why don't you look at the food and say, I want it, but not right now. Okay, so try telling yourself that food is not out of bounds, so that you don't actually have to eat it in that moment because it isn't actually going anywhere. Okay, and you're going to find that you're going to have really low willpower if you're looking at food from a really restricted place. Let me give you an example of this. Chocolate. If there is chocolate in your cupboard, and you are thinking about it, and then you're looking at it, and then you're like, I'm not allowed it. But it's like anything in life. We want what we can't have. And when we put rules around food, it becomes even more attractive to us. We like want it even more. The dial on the drive like turns up to 1,000, right? It's like, oh, I really, really want that. And that's why restricted diets don't work, because you know, you're trying to eat in a strict way and then you want everything that you're actually not allowed. So when you're in that moment and, you know, you're thinking, you're looking at the food that you know you're not allowed, because you feel restricted around that food, your willpower is non-existent, right? Because you feel restricted and you're like, I want it. And then you keep thinking about it and then you know it's there. And then you're like, just a little bit, I want it, you know? So it's like that like inner chat that you have going on. And so like your willpower is literally on the floor. And that's why people give in, they eat it, they eat the whole packet, they eat the whole bar, then they feel guilty, and then they feel rubbish after it. So in order to strengthen your willpower and to be able to look at food and say, you know, I want it, but I don't want it right now, or it's okay that it's there, is, you know, becoming familiar with saying that kind of phrase and saying to yourself that no foods are off out of bounds, right? You don't need to have rules around food. And I could do a whole separate podcast on this because like food freedom, having rules around food is something that's really, really important. But what I always say to my clients is food is abundant, right? There's food everywhere. Now, I get that there's also some people in the world that don't have access to the right healthy, nourishing foods. But most people that will be listening to this podcast will be able to get their hands on food when they need it. Okay. So what I would say to you is you need to start looking at food from an abundance mindset. So looking at chocolate and saying to yourself, I can have that chocolate whenever I want because that chocolate isn't going anywhere. Okay. And when you feel restricted around chocolate, you're going to want to eat all of it in that moment. So when you have no rules around it and you realize the chocolate, it's there, I don't have to eat it today. I don't have to eat it today because if I want a square tomorrow, that's also fine. Then that really helps you to strengthen your willpower and helps you to feel more in control because you don't have that feeling of I'm not allowed it. And there, if I'm not allowed it, I'm just going to eat it all now. Right. So try to look at food from the abundance mindset, or that you have no rules around food. So it means that if you want a square, you can have a square. OK, and it means that you can also have a square tomorrow if you want. But the reason that the thing that pushes you to eat more in that moment is the fact that you're saying to yourself that you're not allowed it. OK, so try saying to yourself, not right now. Try saying to yourself, try coming and coming at food with an abundance mindset and trying to have no rules around food, because rules are made to be broken. That is going to decrease your willpower and you're going to end up caving in, eating all of it, and then feeling guilty and going into that sort of self-destructive path with food. Okay, folks. So that is the four ways that I wanted to share with you today about strengthening your willpower. It's like a muscle, right? The more you do it, the better it gets. And you can strengthen it. As I said, you can improve it. So put these tips into practice. And as always, I would love to know your main takeaways from today's episode. So please, you know, connect with me on Instagram. My handle is I am Anna Wallace, and upload into your stories your main takeaways from the episode. I always love to hear and read, you know, what you enjoy about these episodes. And of course, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss any new episodes that we upload. So folks, I hope it was a good one for you today, and I will see you on the next episode.